Tingkat dengan isu.
Please turn to 1 John. Chapter 4.
第七节.
Verse 7.
约翰一书第四章第七节.
1 John chapter 4 verse 7.
亲爱的弟兄啊, 我们应该彼此相爱, 因为爱是从神来的。 凡有爱心的都是从神生的, 并且认识神。 第八节.
Verse 8.
没有爱心的就不认识神, 因为神就是爱。 第九节，神差他的独生子来到世间，使我们借着他的生得救，神爱我们的心就在此显明了。第十节，不是我们爱神，乃是神爱我们，差他的儿子为我们的罪做挽回祭，这就是爱的。十一节，亲爱的弟兄啊，神既然是这样爱我们，我们应当彼此相爱。十二节， 从来没有人见过神，我们若彼此相爱，神就住在我们里面。他爱我，他爱的心在我们里面得以完全。这一段圣经是在讲约翰在勉励我们要追求爱心的进步。This
passage in the Bible encourages us how to pursue for love.
约翰在这里讲，他说爱是从神来的。
John says here that love comes from God.
因为神的本质就是爱。
Because the essence of God is love.
所以人的心如果有爱，就是神住在他里面。
So if a person has love in him, then he has God in him.
没有爱心的人就是没有神的同在。
A person without love does not have the abidance of God.
我们祷告有很多的目标要追求，祷告才会迫切。
When we are praying, we must have objectives so we can pray earnestly.
祷告如果没有目标，我们祷告不容易迫切。
A prayer without objective cannot be very zealous.
那很多的信徒祷告没有目标。A
lot of people pray without objectives.
所以他跪下来祷告，不晓得要祷告什么。So
when they kneel down to pray, they don't know what to pray for.
因此每一次祷告，就是在那里忍耐，在那里等时间到。So
in each and every prayer, they're just enduring and waiting for it to be over.
但是我们有看到很多信徒祷告真的很迫切。
But we also notice that there are a lot of members who pray very fervently.
祷告迫切的信徒都是有目标的。
Those who pray fervently have objectives.
其中一个很重要的目标就是我们要祷告追求神加添我们爱心。
One of the most important goals is to ask God to give us love.
一个人在世界上如果不懂得爱别人，
If a person lives in this world and doesn't know how to love others,
那整个世界都没有爱,
then this whole world is without love.
那这个世界就变成非常没有味道。
This world becomes tasteless.
如果一个人生没有爱,
if a person's life doesn't have love,
这个人生就没有幸福,
then this life becomes unfortunate.
如果一个家庭没有爱,
if a family doesn't have love,
这个家庭就不圆满,
then this family is not harmonious.
所以爱是我们人生、我们家庭要圆满、要幸福一个绝对性的条件。
So love is a key ingredient in having a peaceful and successful family.
因此有很多的问题，其实到最后只有一个问题，因为缺乏爱心。
In a lot of problems that we encounter in life, the key point is that there's a lack of love.
所以有很多问题的解答，到最后也只有一点，就是要爱心。
So the final resolution in a lot of problems is that we lack love.
这个圣经说爱是从神来的。
Bible tells us that love comes from God.
因为神就是爱。
Because God is love.
所以要向神求，求他加添我们爱心。
So we need to ask God to strengthen us in love.
我们现在看第四章哈。
Let's turn to chapter 4.
第九节。
Verse 9.
说神差他的独生子来世间，是我们借着他的生，神爱我们的心就在此显明。 神是爱，但是神是抽象的。
God is love, but God is also abstract.
所以不容易明白。
So it's very difficult to visualize.
如果耶稣不来世界，
if Jesus didn't come into this world,
我们不容易被神的爱感动。
It's very difficult for us to be touched by His love.
因为没有外在的表现。
Because there's no substantial manifestation.
所以主耶稣来就是要把神的爱具体的表现出来。
So when Jesus came to this world, he wanted to show us his love.
这也告诉我们，我们对弟兄姐妹虽然有爱的心呢、啊，也需要有行动。
This tells us that though we have love for our brothers and sisters, we must show it in our action as well.
那只有爱的心呢、啊，没有行动啊，这个爱的心呢、啊，不容易感动人。
Our heart of love without deeds is difficult to move others.
那爱的心是借着行动表现出来的。
Our heart of love is shown through our deeds.
那这种行动啊，在每一个小节上都可以表现出来。
This kind of deed can be displayed through it, every one of our single action.
我们晚上睡觉的时候
，just as when we're sleeping at night.
如果我们一直在讲话
，if we continue to talk,
那其他睡在整个房间的人呢、啊，都没有办法睡觉。
And everyone else who sleeps in the room cannot sleep.
啊，这个也是一种，啊，所以睡觉不要讲话，这也是一种爱心。
So, when we don't talk before going to sleep, it's also a display of love.
啊，像我们在吃东西。
This is when we're eating.
啊，所以我们大家一下拿很多东西。
If every one of us took a lot of food,
那这最后排在最后的大概就没有东西吃了。
And the one who's standing at the very end may not have food to eat.
那我们一向都会觉得说这个煮的特别好吃，我们特别想要吃。
A lot of times we feel that this dish is especially delicious, so we want to pick more.
排在前面的人那个最好吃的一直拿。
So the ones who are in front of the line took a lot of the good food.
那在最后面的那个好吃的就没有了。
As for the people who stand in the back, they don't have any left.
所以这个爱心就是说你觉得这个最好吃，但是你想说后面还有人，那你就拿一点点。
If we have love, then we would think to ourselves, this is very good food, we have to save some for the people behind.
啊，让大家后面的人也有机会来分享。
So the people standing behind would also have a chance to taste it.
那这个就是爱心了。
This is love.
哦，那这个爱心也包括我们在教会里面被安排做圣工。
This love also extends to when we are working in the church.
好像扫地板啊。
For instance, mopping the floor.
那如果我们认真去做
，If we do it diligently,
那大家的担子就轻省
，Then everyone would have a very light load.
如果我们在做教会圣工的时候，我们不做
，When we are assigned to work and we do not do it,
那别人就要做很多
，Then other people have to pick up for our slack.
那这也是一种爱心
This is also a display of love.
要这样说如果我们在同一个房间里面
，For instance, when we are in the same room.
有的人觉得很热，有的觉得很冷。
Some people feel it's too hot, others feel it's too cold.
哦，那这个很热的一直开冷气。
And the one who feels it's hot, can you turn on the thermostat?
那这个很冷的，冷到身体一直发抖。
The ones who feel cold feels trembling.
那这也是一种爱心的考虑啊。
This is also a consideration of love.
哦，所以在每一个小节上啊。
So in every one of our detail.
哦，神都要我们表现爱心了。
God wants us to show love.
所以这个爱心不一定只是说我要为耶稣死啊，那个叫做爱心。
So love is not limited to a definition that we have to sacrifice our love for Jesus.
生活上每一个小节
，in every little detail in our life，
能够为别人考虑
，if we can consider for others，
这个就是爱心了。
Then it is love.
那这个爱心从哪里来
？Where does this love come about？
这个爱心从神来的。
This love comes from God.
所以神差遣耶稣来世界啊，来表明神的爱。
So God sent His Son into this world so that we may see His love.
那圣经说，主耶稣做为我们罪做挽回祭，这就是爱了。
The Bible also says that Jesus is an atoning sacrifice for us, and this is love.
就是到最后他牺牲他的生命，这就是爱。
When He finally sacrificed His life for us, this is love.
这是人类爱的一个最高的表现。
And this is the highest display of love in humanity.
我们到现在我们会发现很多婚姻的破裂到最后是因为没有爱。
We notice that in today's world a lot of marriage is broken up because there's a lack of love.
其实他们都是他们认为爱其实在圣经的角度看起来并不是爱。
What they consider as love in the biblical perspective is not considered as love.
因为他们不肯牺牲。
Because they would not sacrifice.
他们只能够一起享受快乐的时光。
They can only enjoy the good times together.
但是他们不肯为着对方的好处来牺牲。
But they are unwilling to sacrifice for the other party.
一到要牺牲，婚姻就破裂了。
Whenever a situation calls for self-sacrifice, the marriage breaks up.
所以这个婚姻的保证就是神的爱在人的心里。
So a guarantee of a good marriage is the love of God in our heart.
因为这个是啊，这个爱啊，神的爱是牺牲的。
Because the love of God is sacrificed.
所以圣经里面教训很多爱的道理。
In the Bible, there are many teachings about love.
我们在这个整个教会里面。
In our church.
如果大家都真的有爱心。
If everyone indeed has love.
这好像一个天国一样。
Then we become like heaven on earth.
所以我们在这神学班要追求爱心的进步。
In our seminar, we have to pursue for the improvement of love.
我们先看罗马书第五章。
Let's turn to Romans chapter 5.
罗马书第五章
Romans chapter 5
第五节
Verse 5
盼望不至于羞耻因为所赐给我们圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里这里讲说赐给我们的圣灵神赐给我们的圣灵将神的爱浇灌在我们心里
Here the Bible reads God has poured out his love into our hearts by the Holy Spirit whom he has given us
所以被圣灵浇灌的人就是被爱充满的人
So thosewho have received the fullness of Holy Spirit is filled by God's love.
所以要爱心增加一个最有效的方法就是被神的灵充满。
So the most effective way to be filled with love is to be filled with the Holy Spirit of God.
圣灵所结的第一个果子就是仁爱。
The first fruit of the Holy Spirit is love.
所以使徒行传第二章在描写他们都被圣灵充满。
In Book of Acts chapter 2, it records how they were filled with Holy Spirit.
那第一个表现呢？
And the first manifestation was
就是他们过着爱的生活
They live a life of love
所以我们在这个神学班里面多多追求爱的增加
So in our seminary we have to pursue for the growth of love
一个人呢、啊、被圣灵充满起来这个人已经不一样
When a person is filled by the Holy Spirit he is transformed into a different person
他已经有神的爱在他心里面了
He has the love of God in him.
那这个是我们一生当中最重要的。
And this is the most vital part in our life.
所以我们今天会讨论一些家庭生活。
Today we'll talk about some of the living in our life.
有很多人找结婚的对象都很注重外貌。
A lot of people when they're looking for a spouse, they put a lot of emphasis on appearance.
或者一些条件。
Or other requirements.
但你知道吗？现在美国离婚率最高的原因，原因是什么
？But do you know what is the main reason why the divorce rate is so high？
个性不合。
Incompatibility in character。
这个是最大的原因。
This is the biggest reason。
但这个不应该是在主内会发生的。
But this should not happen in our Lord。
因为如果有爱心
，Because if we have love，
没有说什么个性不合的问题。
And there's no such problem as incompatibility of character.
所以我们在寻找对象一个很重要的条件要看对方的灵性。
One of the most important criteria as we look for a spouse is the other person's
灵性
啊 spirituality.
那灵性里面有一个很重要一点就是他有没有爱心。
Within this spirituality, one of the most important things is does this person have love?
所以这个老仆人要替亚伯兰的孩子找一个太太。
When the old servant was looking for a spouse for Isaac,
他向神祷告
he prayed to God.
说如果那个女孩子走来
he said, if a girl comes by,
那我求她水喝
and I asked her to give me some water to drink.
那她也给水给我的骆驼喝
and she also draws water for my camels to drink.
那求主这个就是预定啊，给我主人的孩子
Then may the Lord arrange this person to be the spouse for my master.
这个祷告很有意思、哦、
This prayer is very meaningful.
利百加跟这个老妇人是素不相识的。
Rebecca and this old servant have never met before.
所以，当老妇人向利百加求
，So when the old servant asked Rebecca,
这个利百加很愿意的水给他喝。
Rebecca willingly drew the water for him to drink.
这个就表示他有怜悯的心了。
This shows that she has a merciful heart.
但是他再求一点。
Then he asked for another point.
就是他没有求的这个骆驼，利百加也会拿水给他喝。
That she will also draw the water for the camel to drink without him asking it.
这骆驼一次喝了几十加仑的水。
A camel is able to contain several gallons of water each time.
他们打水的时候，那水井很深了。
And when they're drawing the water, the well is very deep.
所以对一个女人要从水里面这么深的水打起来，来给这个骆驼喝、啊，很辛苦。
So it's a very laborious task for a woman to draw up water for camels to drink.
这利百加很有爱心。
Rebecca has great love.
她也想到这骆驼很口渴。
She also considered about the thirstiness of the camels.
所以连那个老妇人没有求的，利百加也做。
So even without asking, Rebecca did it.
这个就是爱心了。
This is love.
啊，所以利百加的可贵不是外在的漂亮。
So the preciousness of Rebecca is not her beautiful appearance.
是她里面的灵性爱心。
But rather her good spiritual nature.
那这是应该我们呢、啊、在找对象的一个重要的因素。
So this should be one of our most important criteria in looking for a spouse.
那这也是我们本身应该追求增加的。
And this is also something we have to pursue for in ourselves.
所以最漂亮的人是有爱心的人。
So the most beautiful person is a person with love.
最耐看的人是有爱心的。
The most enduring person is one with love.
让你觉得说最舒服在一起的人是有爱心的人。
Person who you can spend your life comfortably with is one with love.
所以我们要多多追求爱心的进步。
So we have to pursue for the growth of our love.
要借着圣灵的浇灌充满，使我们爱心增加。
Through the pouring of the Holy Spirit to strengthen our love.
那这个爱心还有一点。
There's another point in love.
就是我们要考虑我们的行为对其他人有什么影响。
We must consider what our actions will bring about for the other people.
这个也是爱心啊。
This is also love.
所以保罗说，吃肉如果叫人跌倒，我就不吃。
So Paul says, if you eat meat and cause other people to stumble, then you will refuse to eat.
吃肉没有什么错。
There's nothing wrong with eating meat.
但对软弱的人来讲，
but for a person who's weak,
可能会因为这样跌倒。
He might stumble just because of this.
他就不吃。
So he will not eat.
吃肉是保罗的权利。
Eating meat is Paul's privilege.
但是为了别人他放弃了。
But for other people's sake, he would relinquish it.
所以我们这个人这么多哦。
We have a lot of people.
我们要考虑说，我们所做的对其他人是有正面还是负面的影响。
We must consider in our actions whether we will bring about a negative or positive effect on other people.
如果我们所做的对其他人有负面的影响
，If what we do will bring about a negative effect to others,
那就不是出于爱心。
Then it's not out of love.
有时候可能是对的，但也不是出于爱心。
At times it may be correct, but it's still not out of love.
所以我们在很多的细节上要追求爱心。
So in every detail of our life, we have to pursue for love.
我们现在一起来祷告。
Let's all come forward to pray.
请看哥林多后书。Please turn to 2 Corinthians, 第二章 ，Chapter 2。哥林多后书第二章 2 Corinthians chapter 2 14节 verse 14。 感谢神常率领我们在基督里夸胜，并借着我们在各处显扬那认识耶稣基督而有的香气。15节
verse 15。
我们在神面前，无论在得救人身上或灭亡人身上，都有基督馨香之气。这里保罗在谈到信耶稣的体验。
Here Paul talks about the experience of believing Christ.
他说主耶稣借着我们在各处要有显扬认耶稣而有的香气。
He said it is through us that he spreads everywhere the fragrance of the knowledge of God.
所以信耶稣是一个有香气的人。
So a person who believes in Jesus will spread a fragrance.
这个香气不是指的物质上那一种的香气。
And this fragrance is not a physical.
这个是指的我们的好名声，我们的好行为。
But refers to our good reputation and good deeds.
不论到哪个地方
，No matter where we go,
都会让人得到造就。
We will edify the others.
都会使人得到益处
，and to give benefits to the others，
都会显明神的荣耀
，and to show and manifest the glory of God。
这个就是香气
，that is the fragrance we're talking about。
基督徒因为有香气
，because Christians have a fragrance，
所以就会吸引的
，that's right， they are attractive。
有基督徒有香气的基督徒是会吸引的
，a Christian with aroma will attract the others。
那要怎么样能够发出香气
？How do we spread this fragrance？
十四节说。
Verse 14 tells us,
说感谢神常率领我们在基督里面夸胜，就是要在基督里得胜。
As we should have triumphs in Christ.
生活能够得胜， 还有基督的香气。
You must lead a victorious life, to have the fragrance of God.
生活如果不能得胜，就没有香气。
Without a victorious life, you cannot spread this fragrance.
那要得胜什么？
On what matters should you be victorious?
非常重要，要得胜我们内心的一切恶。
Very importantly, we must defeat the sinful nature inside us.
我们外表上来讲，我们信主久，大概都没有什么大的这个罪恶。
Outwardly speaking, after belief for a long time, we will not commit any crimes.
我们不偷人。
We do not steal.
也不犯奸淫。
We do not commit adultery.
也不骗人。
We do not lie.
所以这外表上、行为上，我们大概都没有什么大的错误。
So, we do not commit anything wrong. Our behavior.
但是我们的内心却有很多的软弱。
But in our hearts, there are still many weaknesses.
有很多罪恶的本性啊，深根蒂固扎盖内心。
Our sinful nature is still very much rooted in us.
那这个深根蒂固的内心的这个罪恶的本性啊，把它拔起来。
And we must uproot this sinful nature.
要把它致死。
We must defeat it.
那我们就得胜了。
And then we will be victorious.
请看马太福音十五章。
This is in Matthew chapter 15.
第二节
verse 2
马太十五章第二节
Matthew chapter 15 verse 2
你的门徒为什么犯古人的遗传呢因为吃饭的时候他们不洗手呢这里讲主耶稣的门徒啊吃饭没有洗手
Here describes that the disciple of Jesus did not wash their hands before they eat
这法利赛人很注重外表的义
The Pharisees very much emphasize on the outward righteousness.
所以他就来问耶稣了，为什么你们都没有这样做呢
？That's why they came to Jesus and asked, "Why do your disciples break the tradition?"
那主耶稣借着机会就要教导他们。
And with this opportunity, Jesus taught them.
里面的清洁啊，是比外表更重要的。
The inner cleanliness is more important than the outer.
所以在主耶稣借着又说
，Therefore Jesus replied,
十六节
，verse 16,
你们到如今还不明白吗？十七节。
Verse 17.
岂不知入口的是运到肚子里，又落到茅厕里？十八节。
Verse 18.
唯独出口从心里发出来的，这才污秽人。十九节。
Verse 19.
因为从心里发出来的有恶念、凶杀、奸淫、苟合、偷盗、妄政、谤赌，这都是污秽人的。至于不洗手，那却不污秽人。
Verse 20.
也就是讲啊，从外面吃进来的不会污秽人。
Jesus said, "What comes from outside will not make a person unclean."
但是从里面出来的就会污秽人。
But what comes from within will defile certain person.
里面出来的就是人的心思意念。
What comes from within is your mind and thoughts.
借着人的言语表现出来。
And it is shown through your speech.
所以主耶稣要我们所追求是里面的洁净。
So what Jesus wants us to pursue is the cleanness of the inside heart.
法利赛人穿着很讲究这个宗教式的衣服。
The Pharisees adhere to their traditional custom of their clothing.
袖子很宽，都写经文。
They have long sleeves with scriptures.
头上戴一个帽子，上面也写经文。
And they wear tunics with scripture written.
然后出口入口都会讲宗教的术语的话。
They talk with a religious talk.
那他也禁食。
They also fast.
也献十一捐。
They also offer tithe.
所以这个外表上做得很好。
So outwardly speaking, they're doing quite good.
但主耶稣并没有满意他们。
But Jesus was not satisfied with that.
说他们是粉饰的坟墓。
Jesus said they're tombs.
是毒蛇的种类。
And they're vipers.
这个坟墓外表擦得很好看。
The tombs have a very good decoration on the outside.
好像美国的坟墓外表都种花种草，好像公园一样。
Like the cemetery you see around, they're very beautiful.
但你一挖进去，里面都是死人的骨。
But what lies within is dead, dry bones.
所以文士、法利赛人外表好看。
So although the Pharisees and scribes have good appearances,
你心把它打开来看。
But you open their hearts,
里面自义。
You find self righteousness,
骄傲。
Arrogance,
刚硬。
Hardness,
冷漠。
Cold.
各种的不义都藏在内心里面。
You can find all kinds of unrighteousness in their hearts.
所以主耶稣就说他们这样不行了。
So Jesus said that is not correct.
只在外表做基督徒。
They're only a Christian outwardly.
主耶稣要他们改变。
Jesus wants them to change.
要把内心改变。
To change their hearts.
从内心做真基督徒。
To become a true Christian from the heart.
我们要得胜。
We have to be victorious.
要得胜我们内心一切恶的意念。
We have to defeat all the evil desires in our hearts.
要全部都把它清出来。
We must clean it all.
要全部都把它拔出来。
You must uproot them all.
那内心如果没有邪恶
Once our heart is completely clean,
我们的言语我们的行为就光明。
Our speech and our behavior will be in the light.
但是要对付里面这个恶的念头不简单啊。
It is not an easy thing to defeat what is inside.
哦，你看你内心，我们再想想我们自己的内心。
If you think about your heart,
哦，很多的念头有时候你没有办法洁净。
There are many filthy thoughts that you cannot clean.
所以要洁净人的内心，只有一个方法。
So there is only one way to clean your mind and thoughts.
来到神的面前。
As you come before God,
向神说，神啊，我很软弱。
To say to God, I am weak.
我自己没有办法清洁我的内心。
I cannot clean my heart.
求你帮助我
，Please help me。
求你的圣灵进到我里面
，Allow the Holy Spirit to fill me。
亲自更新我，洗净我
，And to renew and cleanse me。
求你亲自给我力量
，Please strengthen me，
让我能够洁净我的内心
，So that I can cleanse my heart。
所以只有一个人谦卑来到神的面前
，Only when a person comes to the presence of God humbly，
求神在他的心中动工
，And ask God to move within his heart，
神的能力充满。
When the power of God fills him,
神的生命下来
When the life of God comes down,
这个人的旧的生命、旧的意念、罪恶的念头才会跑掉
When he can put to death his old self,
那个时候他才开始得胜
And at that time, that's the beginning of his victory.
所以一个真基督徒啊，要靠着神的力量得胜
Therefore, a true Christian must rely on the power of God to become victorious.
那么这个也是我们基督教跟佛教不一样的地方
And this is the difference between Christianity and Buddhism.
佛教是靠自己
Buddhism try to work it out on their own.
头发理光
They shave their head,
穿这个灰色的衣服
they wear their garment,
躲到山上去
they hide in the mountain,
用念珠一直念念念、
oh. and they recite their scriptures,
然后用这个念头来驱掉这个恶的念头
and they try to put away their evil minds with the scriptures.
但是他回到了这个繁华的世界
but when they come down to the world,
罪又进来了
the sin will enter again.
所以那个是玻璃珠好看的跌到地上都破掉了。
That's like a crystal. When you drop it, it will shatter.
啊，这种用人的方法来攻克己身是没有果效的。
It is impossible to use human ways to defeat your evil desires.
那么只有一条路啊，就是回到神的身
上。You only have one way, that is to return to the side of God.
所以加拉太书我们常读的圣经这样告诉我们。
In the book of Galatians,
第五章
，Please turn to Galatians chapter 5,
16:16。我说你应当顺着圣灵而行就不放纵肉体的情欲17节
什么情欲
情欲和圣灵相争圣灵和情欲相争这两个是彼此相敌的使你们不能够做所愿意做的但你们若被圣灵引导就不在律法以下
18.
这里讲说有圣灵跟情欲两个在我们内心相争
Here it says there's a conflict in our heart that is between the Holy Spirit and the sinful nature
这个英文翻译比较好了就是罪恶的本性在我们里面跟我们圣灵的这个本性在争
The sinful nature is fighting within us against the Holy Spirit
那这个罪恶的本性这里加了更多了、
There's more description about this sinful nature
奸淫、
Starting verse 19 sexual immorality
仇恨、
Debauchery
嫉妒、
Jealousy
恼怒、
Faction、
这一切的恶都是罪恶的念头
And all of these are sinful nature
那么如果我们顺着圣灵行
If we live according to the Holy Spirit
被圣灵充满
If we're filled with the Holy Spirit
这个罪恶的本性就被压制了
Then the sinful nature will be bound
就被钉死了
And they are nailed and crucified
这个也就是为什么我们信耶稣要努力祷告
And this is why as a Christian we must always pray hard
要靠着神的力量把我们里面那个恶把它钉死
Because we must crucify our sinful nature by the power of God
那个叫做更新圣灵的更新
That is called the renewal of the Holy Spirit
所以读圣灵常常祷告
So in order to become victorious you must pray constantly
我们的欲望才会被压制
So we can defeat and constrain our sinful desires
那如果我们的这个坏的欲望被压制
Once we control our desire
我们就是属灵人
Then we become a spiritual person
如果被这个坏的意念充满内心
If we're controlled by evil desire
我们就是属肉体的人
Then we are material
所以属肉体跟属灵
So that's the difference between a physical person and a spiritual person.
那个关键点啊，就是有没有圣灵能力。
And the key point lies if you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
以色列百姓在走旷野路。
When the Israelites were walking in the wilderness.
他们后来遇到亚玛利人。
They came against Amalekites.
这个亚玛利人就是情欲的代表。
And Amalekites represent the sinful desires.
非常凶悍。
They're very mean.
所以摩西就派这个约书亚去征战。
So Moses sent Joshua out to fight.
但是约书亚在山下一直杀，他能不能得胜呢？不在乎他自己。
However, the battle does not depend on how Joshua fights.
就要看这个山上的摩西。
It depends rather on Moses' prayer on the mountain.
摩西举手。
The Moses was his hand.
约书亚是得胜。
Joshua was victorious.
摩西手垂下来。
Once he put his hand down,
约书亚就失败。
Joshua was defeated.
所以摩西的手决定约书亚这杀亚玛力人是不是能得胜。
So the hands of Moses determined on the battle and the victory of Joshua.
那个亚玛力人就在我们心里面。
The Amalekites is actually inside our hearts.
罪恶的念头。
That is our sinful desires.
所以我们好像扮演耶稣又扮演摩西。
So we're playing the role of Joshua and Moses at the same time.
我们常常在跟罪恶的念头在争斗。
We're always fighting against our desires in our hearts.
但是我们要效法摩西。
We have to imitate Moses.
上到山上。
To go up into the mountain.
举手祷告。
Raise our hand and pray.
我们举手祷告，我们就胜过情欲。
When we do so, then we can defeat our desires.
我们没有举手祷告。
If we put our hands down,
我们就被情欲控制了。
Then we will be controlled by the desires.
所以神要我们更新我们自己。
But he has been for a long time, but yet has not received.
他跪在神面前呢，你不给我不起来。
But so they tried my suggestion.
结果啊，这很久以前了，不是my suggestion.
They tried to tell God if they don't get the Holy Spirit, they will not get up.
你不要忧虑说啊，神会让你永远跪在那里。
And trust me, God will not let you kneel there forever.
因为他几个小时就得到圣灵。
After a couple hours, some receive the Holy Spirit.
神是怜悯人的神啊。
God is a merciful God.
所以我们如果没有得圣灵，要迫切祷告。
So if you haven't received it, you should pray hard.
得到圣灵了。
Once you receive it,
要对圣灵充满。
You should be filled with the Holy Spirit.
这个圣灵充满不只是灵言很大声这样。
The fullness of the Holy Spirit does not mean the speaking in tongue loudly.
有时候这个信徒常常问这个传道者。
Sometimes a member will come and ask the pastor.
说某某人祷告圣灵很大声。
They would say certain person pray really loud.
常常跟人吵架。
However, they always fight with the others loudly.
他那个圣灵是真的吗？
Does he really have the Holy Spirit?
我想圣灵应该是真的啦。
I think he should have the Holy Spirit.
但是没有被圣灵充满。
But he is not filled with the Holy Spirit.
所以祷告有时候圣灵感动我会大声。
So sometimes when the Holy Spirit moves us, we will speak louder.
那没有关系啊。
That is okay.
但是不是祷告大声就是圣灵充满。
But that doesn't mean you're filled with the Holy Spirit.
圣灵充满。如果圣灵真的充满我们
，If the Holy Spirit truly fills us，
你会感觉有能力
，You will feel power，
你会感觉很洁净
，You will feel clean and light，
你会感觉神的爱在感动你
，You will feel the love of God moving you，
你会感觉很喜欢亲近神
，You will feel like you want to get closer to God，
你喜欢说你的心都向神，不要世界了
，And you will turn to God completely，
你有圣灵的果子
，Because you have the fruit of the Holy Spirit，
你有圣灵追求圣灵充满
，So those of you who have the Holy Spirit ready， pray for the fullness of the Holy Spirit。